Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 574. Today we're talking about Celtic spirituality and sacred music. The reason this is on my mind is that I'm preparing a session on this very topic for the contemplative Christian retreat we'll be holding in Glendalough, Ireland in the autumn of 2026. I'll put the details of that in the show notes. And as I've been preparing, I've been reflecting on the role that music plays in our relationship with God. I expect you've experienced moments when a song, a hymn, or even a piece of instrumental music has touched something deep inside you. Sometimes music seems to help us connect with God in a way that words alone cannot. And I think that's certainly something that the Celtic tradition appreciated. Celtic Christians had a strong awareness of God's presence in everyday life and in the created world. Music was one of the ways they responded to that presence. And I wonder if we've lost something of that. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16, Paul wrote, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts." Notice Paul is saying that music is not an optional extra. It's one of the ways God's word lives among his people. Music teaches. Music encourages. Music helps us express our gratitude to God. Recently, I listened to a podcast featuring the musician and theologian Noel Tredinnick. He made a comment that caught my attention, and I've put a link in the show notes to the podcast. You can listen to the whole episode if you like. But the quote is this. He said, "Is music itself per se holy? Is music the language of the spheres, the language of harmony and harmonic series and the scientific atoms that make up sound? The whole concept of melody, a long line of melody, linear music, harmonic music, vertical music, is it an accident?" He said, "No, that's God-given." He said, "Maybe I'm a weirdo, but I have an obsession that music is a gift from God. It's more than just having to be attached to words," he said. "It can be attached to words, and it speaks wonderfully when it's attached to Christian words, the Bible, or whatever. But," he says this, "I think it also speaks wonderfully when you just play instrumental music." And so he's making a case there for the value of music to help us with our worship, whether it has words or not. He notes that music is a gift from God and that it speaks powerfully, not only when joined to words, but also when it stands on its own as instrumental music. And I think it's a really interesting thought. I wonder what you think. We readily understand how a hymn or a worship song can move us spiritually, but what about a melody with no words? Why is it that a simple piece of music sometimes calms our hearts or lifts our spirits or helps us to sense God's presence? Well, perhaps it's because music is part of God's good creation. Just like beauty in nature, music can point beyond itself to the one who created it. And this connects with a well-known Celtic idea, the idea or the concept of what are called thin places. Thin places, have you heard of that? These are moments or places where we become especially aware of God's presence. Now, while the phrase is often associated with particular locations, I wonder whether music can create those moments too. Have you ever been listening to a piece of music and suddenly become more aware of God, more aware of his presence, more aware of gratitude or peace? And if so, perhaps you've experienced something of a thin place. It's certainly been my experience from time to time. What about you? So how might we make use of music in our times with God, those devotional moments? Well, one idea is to spend a few minutes listening prayerfully to a piece of music. It might be a hymn, a worship song, piece of sacred choral music, or maybe it's just a instrumental piece that helps you focus on God. And another idea together with that is to pay attention to your response. What emotions does the music stir? What thoughts come to mind? Does it lead you towards gratitude, trust, repentance, or worship? And by the way, don't rush. Allow space for silence as well. Sometimes it's not only the music that helps us to hear God, but the quietness that follows. Well, I'd be very interested to hear your thoughts. Has music played an important role in your spiritual life? Are there particular pieces of music that help you to connect with God? Please let me know. I'd love to hear about your experience. So just to wrap up, as I continue preparing for this retreat, I'm becoming increasingly grateful for the gift of music. And whether through singing or listening or simply sitting quietly after that final note has faded, music can help us turn our attention towards God, and it's something I'm going to be putting more and more into my personal times with God in the next few weeks and months. I wonder if this week you could set aside a few minutes to listen carefully, prayerfully, and attentively. You may find that God has something to say. Well, till the next time, take care and God bless.